This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Grow Omaha Show here on News Radio 1110 KFAB. I'm Jeff Beals, your co-host, along with the legendary real estate deal maker, Trenton Magid.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jeff Beals.
Well, it's been a great week, and I want to say a couple things, though, before we talk about how great the week has been. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to D&M Roofing, which is one of our co-sponsors, one of our title co-sponsors, finest roofing contractor you will find in Nebraska or Iowa, and shoot, maybe even some other states as well, but that's primarily where they work. And, of course, NAI, NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate, where Trenton and I while away our days working with real estate clients and making deals happen and just making the real estate economy in Omaha all the much better. So good week, Trenton.
Absolutely. Very productive.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we had a pretty good week here too. And one of the coolest things that happened this week was I heard about some new retailers that are coming into the market. And this is your beginning of the show, Retail Report, brought to you by Nebraska Crossing, Interstate 80, Highway 31, and suburban Gretna. We got two new retailers. One of them is just about to open in Nebraska Crossing. It's called Grunt Style. Grunt, G-R-U-N-T, yes. Grunt Style. It is a line of patriotic clothing. They're kind of pro-military, pro-law enforcement, pro-veteran. In fact, if you look at their website, they even use the term America. At one point in time. But it's cool looking stuff. And it's a $100 million online company that chose Nebraska Crossing for its first ever bricks and mortar store anywhere in the world.
We'll take them. That's great. They're in the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to be opening soft opening will be in about a week. And then the grand opening will be August 20th. And we're actually going to do a live remote from that spot on August 21st.
Great.
So that'll be cool. Then, so anyway, that's a nice retailer. They're kind of on the northeast corner of the property.
And then there's a woofing company, right?
It's not a roofing company.
It's a woofing company.
It's called Woofgang Bakery. And it's basically a store where they do pet food, pet treats, dog grooming. And it is a national chain out of Orlando, Florida. This is the first location around here. The previously closest existing ones were in Kansas City, Wichita, Kansas, and Denver.
I'd give a small warning for anyone who's giving gifts from Woofgang Bakery, because back in the day when I was in my 20s, and she knows who she is, and I won't mention any
family. Well, is it okay to say this on the radio?
But I went with some friends to Kansas City when Three Dog Bakery was in the plaza, and so her family pet, for whatever reason, showed me too much affection, especially on my leg sometimes. And so I decided to give the pet some bones, some cookies that were in the shape of a bone. So I took them, I left them there, and when I was going to pick her up for a date, we left them on the front entrance table, and her father came home and ate them,
thinking that they were a human snack, not
yes.
a dog's.
So,
how good they look.
So be careful, ladies and gentlemen, when you give dog treats to someone, to make sure that they know it's pet related. Her father's shine was perfect for weeks after that.
A healthy coat.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, at any rate, that's a good piece of public service right there. But at any rate, Grunt Style and Woofgang opening soon in Nebraska Crossing. I said last week that we were going to be able to talk about two big national retailers in about 30 days at Nebraska Crossing. You want to hear something exciting?
What?
Those aren't them. So there's still more to come. So you got to keep listening to Grow Omaha, because we're going to drop a couple of retail.
They're big, ladies.
Yeah. We're going to drop a couple of retail bombs on you people here pretty soon when we get the green light to say those. But now, without any further ado, let's go into our news of the week, which is brought to you by
D&M or Eagle Mortgage.
That would be,
you caught me off guard. You never have me do that part.
Hey, D&M, sponsor of the show. Eagle, yep, Mortgage,
Eagle Mortgage,
sponsor of the news of the week. And we love VA, Eagle Mortgage.
FHA.
Yeah, conventional loans, basically mortgages. And we always recommend you call them for a pre-approval letter because that is your sword and shield as you go into the home purchasing battle. And don't forget, they do all those refinancing loans as well. So EagleMortgageCompany.com. Well, Trenton, we've had a change in ownership at the Good Life Sports Bar. And this has been kind of a big news story this week.
Absolutely.
A lot of controversy prior to this ownership change at the Good Life. But this looks like it will definitely give the Good Life a more stable future than what it appeared to have.
There's some very experienced restaurateurs and management companies and investors involved. And it sounds like a group of about eight people. And our good friend Greg Cutchall, as the article said, is one of them. And he probably has 50 or 60 restaurants and does an amazing job. So he'll act as a consultant and advisor to the Good Life Group. But they've got three locations, another one coming up in Gretna, and then the Good Life Lounge. And I'm not sure what the difference is between those two.
Well, the Good Life Sports Bar, the original location, is right next to the Good Life Lounge. They are on the southeast corner of 180th and Pacific Street. And then the Good Life Sports Bar has additional locations in Papillion 96th and Highway 370 and also in Northwest Omaha at 202nd and West Maple Road. The Gretna location to which Trenton referred is right along U.S. Highway 6 at Lincoln Road. Looks like it has a ways to go before it's open. The building still, I'm not sure, is even enclosed yet.
Yeah, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it'll be getting there. So
a Calibretto building company is building it.
Oh, that building in Gretna?
Yeah, I think they're one of the owners as well.
Oh, okay. And then we have the official groundbreaking for Fairway in Gretna. And this is also along U.S. Highway 6, right in the heart of Gretna, kind of on that commercial strip that goes from Old Gretna down toward Nebraska Crossing. But this development, in addition to the Fairway, which is well under construction, will also include a Casey's General Store and a restaurant building, if not even another retail building or two. Yep. But another sign that Gretna really continues to grow and
that
prosper.
That quarter is pretty impressive.
We have a new company that chose Omaha for its expansion. It's called Vericred, V-E-R-I-C-R-E-D. I'm going out on a limb here. I think that might be a made-up word, Vericred. It is based in New York.
It was not on the SAT, I know that.
I don't believe so. New York City-based insurance technology company. And they have opened up a 4,650-square-foot local office here in Omaha, 108th and Farnham Drive in Old Mill. Now, this company just recently got $23 million in Series B funding, so they're on their way, and they plan to hire 40 local employees. They chose Omaha because of the insurance industry talent that is already here.
Welcome, and we'll take them.
And something else I liked hearing them say, that they liked our emerging startup scene, which is very important. So welcome, Vericred.
We're in the startup scene space, as the millennials say.
You just like to use the words space. We're in the space. We're in the radio.
We're in the media space.
We're in the media space. So Ramada in Cocoa Key, which old-timers might know as Holiday Inn Central Hotel and Convention Center. And we talked about how that is going to be removed and be replaced with a mixed-use development. Well, driving by the property 2 days ago, there were trucks hauling out all sorts of equipment and fixtures and furniture and supplies. A construction fence is being installed around it. So if you want to get one last look at the place where you went to a lot of Big O shows and
every chamber event was
conferences there, where you ate some rubber chicken and rice pilaf back in the day, drive by quick because I don't think it's going to be around much longer.
Yeah, I spent way too much time there.
Yeah, anyway, so that's encouraging. That'll be a nice mixed-use development. in that area as well. But it looks like that is full speed ahead. And that is your news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. Going to take our first break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some possible mass transit expansion in Omaha and a few other topics as well. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate and D&M Roofing. We'll be back in a jiffy on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
The hot topics, always vital community intel every morning. Hope you'll join Rosie and me Monday, KFAB's Morning News.
And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals here at your service, and I'm sitting next to Trenton Bradley Maggid of NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company, Omaha's premier commercial real estate brokerage and property management firm. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing. Eric Obrumpton, the team over there, does an outstanding job with your commercial and residential roofs, whether it is repair and maintenance or putting a new roof on altogether. You can find them at dandmroofing.com. Well, Trenton, this is kind of exciting. You know, Groma, we've really branched out a lot this year.
Absolutely.
You know, we had the new newsletter, which now is up to 7,500 subscribers and is getting passed around and generating tremendous traffic on the growomaha.com websites. We're excited about that. We've got all these videos that we're putting out. And so now we're thinking, you know, why stop there? Why stop there? Now we're getting into sports marketing and athletics. We've got the Grow Omaha Wildcats baseball team.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That Grow Omaha and the Trenton B. Maggid Foundation are sponsoring. And so that's pretty cool. My son is one of the members of the Grow Omaha Wildcats, going to be a fall baseball team at the 16 and under. So
Jack Beals.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting. So now, since, you know, Grow Omaha and then your foundation is also doing some support of this, you got to come to some of the games this fall.
I can't wait.
Okay.
When do you think they'll start?
August 21st is the first one.
We'll have to announce them on here. We'll get a huge crowd.
We're going to talk about scores and, you thought this was economic development radio. It's now 1% sports radio.
Absolutely. We'll take it.
Anyway, I think because of the sponsorship, I might be able to finagle a dugout pass for you.
No way.
Yeah. Maybe you could be like honorary bench coach.
I was denied for the mascot role, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you were going to say you were denied for the baseball team when you were a kid, because I was.
We were never selected. Yeah.
At any rate, in all seriousness, a couple things I want to bring up. Number one, this is just a shout out to the Omaha Police Department. I had a situation this week where I had to call 911 because of some stuff that was going on out on the roadways that kind of almost maybe sort of could have involved me in a negative way. And I got to tell you, the dispatcher on 911 was so professional and so thorough. The police got there and took care of the problem in a very expedient manner. They were so professional, asked the right questions. And I got to tell you, you just hear so much negative talk about police. And I'm blessed that I, so far in life, haven't had to spend a lot of time with them.
I'm a big advocate of the police, and they're very necessary.
I think we got to be thankful for the professional police force. I know not all cops are perfect, but we got to be thankful for the professional force we have here in Omaha.
Ladies and gentlemen, when this podcast is up and the video, when the video is up on our YouTube channel, this is Reason. I'm going to try to get the story out of Jeff during the uncut version, which is on our YouTube channel. You'll be able to hear the story. Are you going to tell us?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story during the commercial break.
All right, perfect.
The only way people can see it is to watch Grow Omaha Uncut on growomaha.com when it is posted a couple few days from now.
Perfect.
Okay, now on to our news story of this section. It looks like we're going to see possibly an expansion of the Orbit Line. This is Omaha's rapid bus transit system. And it runs up and down Dodge Street corridor, starts at around 10th Street, goes out to West Roads and back. Very efficient. Buses run every 10 minutes. It's very
nice looking.
Yeah, it looks great. It's very technological. You look by the bus stops, and they have those readout screens. And so far, they're doing a good job of maintaining them. I'll be honest with you. When it first launched, my first concern was how long does it take before someone busts out all those screens? But it looks like the transit authority, Metro, is doing a great job of keeping everything spruced up and clean and nice. And when I drive by the platforms, I see passengers standing there waiting for buses. So hopefully it's successful. I rode it one time when it first opened last fall.
I remember you telling me about
that. I wouldn't want to do that every day just because I'm so impatient. I like to get in the car and go. But I tell you, if you were a person that wanted to live in a transit-oriented development or it made sense for you for commuting, it seemed a lot better than traditional buses.
Given that people are not conditioned to walk a lot in most cities, I wonder if they're going to expand the park-and-ride options because, you know, as they grow, and with what we're going to talk about on a north-south leg, it would be nice to have park and ride options.
Yeah, I would agree. I know there's a park and ride at Interstate
by
80
Boystown,
and Highway. Yeah, by Boystown, but Interstate 80 and Highway 370. But it's a gravel parking lot. Who the hell wants to park their car in a gravel parking lot? I mean, I'm thinking if you want the park and ride to work, put some asphalt or something on that thing. I mean, what if you just cleaned your car? At any rate, back to the Orbit thing. So now Metro is doing a study that would evaluate the feasibility of a 24th Street line. And just looking at it from afar and a cursory glance, if you will, what a great idea. You know, because 24th Street has so much development along it. And basically what they're talking about is that it would actually start at the transit center at 30th and Ames. Okay, so there's a transit center at 30th and Ames. You would then go, it would drive 1/2 mile to the east on Ames to 24th Street. That would be the main stem of the project.
Okay.
That would take you down through the 24th and Lake District, Creighton University, downtown Omaha, into the south side, right by 24th and Vinton, into the heart of Old South Omaha, which is one of the coolest districts in our entire state.
My dad's old neighborhood.
And then basically turn around, then go west on Q, again to about 30th, where there is the South Omaha Transit Station where Metro Community College and the Stockyards Plaza are located.
Makes sense. I mean, it's going to be a long time coming, but...
Yeah, it looks like, according to the information that we have, this first phase for this would be a study. You always have to start with a study, right? And
absolutely.
So this study wouldn't even be completed until 2023. Now, if...
In development years, it's shorter than normal years. But it's still a long time.
If I spent that long doing a study in college or grad school, I think I would have flunked. But so the study goes to 2023, and then this new Orbit line could be operational in as short as 5 years, but it might be 8 years. So for those of you who are
don't sell your cars yet in North Omaha.
Yeah, for those of you who are already 90 years old, when this new Orbit line opens, you might be 98. But it's crazy how long government takes. That said, great idea, and I hope it works because one of the things that I have loved so much about the current Orbit line is that it is sparking transit-oriented development. Last week we talked about the Clove project, 150, 200 apartments right at 78th and Dodge, the Swivel apartment by Crossroads, the Crossroads project itself. Having that transit line that is more frequent than traditional buses helps make projects like that happen.
What I like about it, so we've talked for years about streetcar and that kind of stuff and how that developers want to see steel tracks in the ground in order to do development because they know that line won't change. But I think what the Orbit is doing now, as people adapt it and get used to it, hopefully they'll accept rubber tire transit more so than before, in addition to the Metro bus and all that kind of stuff. But to say that we have to have steel in the ground, which has got to be more expensive and a lot more construction, all that kind of stuff, but hopefully people start to adapt, and especially areas where it's needed to bring hard-to-get employees to the jobs, I'm all for it.
Yeah, me too. And it would be really exciting just to see what kind of development pops up along both North and South 24th Street if this thing happens. Because
in addition to what we already have.
Yeah, I think you would see a lot more. I mean, a lot of density, especially where you look at that stretch of South 24th Street right by traditional old South Omaha, Nebraska. That already has so much density, it would probably just cause it to explode with stuff. And then I think you would see some in that area between Creighton and the 24th Street and Lake District. Pretty exciting stuff. So we'll definitely keep our eye on that. Hey, we're going to do the commercial real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies just a smidge earlier than usual. So we're going to do it before the middle of the show break instead of after. And so on this week's report, we're going to talk about Nebraska Medicine, which will soon have a fourth medical building on its Village Point campus. So Noddle Companies, which sponsors our commercial real estate development spotlight, is the developer of this project. It is going to be this new building, a 115,000 square foot, three-story building. Construction mobilization is underway. You can see dirt work there. The building should be completed in about 21 to 22 months. Nebraska Medicine will be the building's sole occupant. Now, the two existing medical office buildings on that Village Point campus, these are the medical buildings just southwest of the main shopping component of Village Point.
Right across from Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital.
Right, yeah, south of Madonna. Good point there. So there's two existing buildings there, and then
the med spa.
Yeah, and they'll be modified a little bit as it is. The single-story building where the med spa is just going to remain as is for a while. And then the interesting thing is, if it's needed, the site is already entitled for an additional 100,000, or rather 120,000 square feet for Nebraska Medicine's use down the road. And if that project were to occur, there would be a parking structure, small parking structure included in the project. So if you've driven by that Village Point Nebraska Medicine office campus right there on the southwest corner of Village Point, that's what's going in, 115,000 square foot, three-story building for now, maybe even another building and a parking garage down the road. And that is your commercial real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies. Noddle Companies is a premier commercial real estate developer doing developments like crazy here in Omaha, but also multiple other states. You can find them online at noddlecompanies.com. Well, we're going to take the middle of the show break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Omaha City Councilman Brinker Harding about the recent vote to provide tax increment financing for a planned casino at Horseman's Park. You don't want to miss any of that. You're listening to Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
How is Omaha and Nebraska surviving the raging inflation? The official economist of KFAB's Morning News, Ernie Goss, on that. 7:35 Monday, KFAB's Morning News.
And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals and Trenton Maggot at your service. We're brought to you by NAI NP Dodge and D&M Roofing. Well, hey, we had a vote in the city council this week to approve $17.5 million in tax increment financing for a planned $220 million casino as part of the Horseman's Park complex on Q Street between 60th and 72nd. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with City Councilman Brinker Harding. Brinker, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you joining us, Brinker. And reason we wanted to talk to you about this is some people have had a little bit of confusion and maybe some indigestion about this casino receiving tax increment financing. And full disclosure, a couple weeks ago on the show, I was speaking like, no way would I believe they would ever not do this without tax increment financing. And so we appreciate you coming on and just kind of helping people understand why something like this made sense. So I don't know how you want to start, but maybe just kind of give us an overview of what went down and what your thinking was, Brinker.
Sure. Well, I guess to address what you said first of whether or not it would take place, you might be surprised, but I'd probably agree with you. Something would have taken place. The scope or scale, I think, would have been much different. But by doing it the way that they have proposed, the TIF, $17 million of TIF on a $220 million project is all being used for public improvements. I think there's a misconception that the TIF is being used to build the casino. It's the using the project of the casino helps generate the TIF to take care of the public improvements associated with the project and future development along Q Street between 60th and 72nd.
Hey, that's a good point, Bringer. If you think about that corridor, unless you're a frequent visitor to Horseman's Park, that area does need some expansion. And I totally agree with you. Given the size of the project, we don't want, as the proverbial lipstick on a pig, we want to see a Class A development, mixed use, you know, hopefully hotels and entertainment venue and things like that, not just a place that is sucking gambling dollars out of the community. It's great that we're keeping gambling dollars in Nebraska, but instead of going to Iowa, as we have for several decades. But I think you bring up a good point as far as the public improvements that need to be done, and the developers are spending a lot of money on the actual venue.
Yeah, so in that $17.5 million of TIF, about half of that actually goes into Q Street alone and some to the intersections of 60th and 72nd Street. And the other half of it is really associated with sewer connections, grading, engineering on site so that it can connect to, you know, to Q Street. But
sewer and drainage.
One of the things I want to make sure people understand is, you know, that whether or not you're a proponent of expanded gaming or not, the fact is that the voters of Nebraska voted to allow expanded gaming in Nebraska at horse tracks. So the you know, thinking that that TIF being used for a casino or a multifamily project or a mixed-use development, I mean, as long as the applicant has a valid application and it meets the criteria for TIF, regardless of what the use is, I think we have to treat them all equally. And again, this is unfortunately, some are trying to make this an argument or trying to continue the argument about expanded gaming in Nebraska.
And I think people need to understand too that the city coffers and city and county are still getting the tax income what it is now. It'll just be delayed for the $220 million, the improved value of it. Within 15 years or so, then the city really wins, in addition to all the expanded and complementary development around there.
Exactly. That's a great point. And I would say, in addition to the fact that there is no reduction in the property taxes that will be received off of that property, you know, tomorrow as opposed to the day before, is that even during that period of when the TIF loan is being repaid, you're still going to have, you know, 2,500 jobs, 520 of which are permanent. You're going to have restaurant taxes. You're going to have sales taxes. Those will be generated in addition to the property tax in place now during that period as well. And as you point out, at the end of the TIF period, or when that TIF loan is paid off, then you've had that increased valuation and the additional property tax revenue at that point.
We're talking with Brinker Harding, city councilman from Omaha. One more minute with Brinker. You had mentioned improvements on Q Street and all that. Would that be an expansion, or are we really talking more turn lanes and things of that nature, Brinker?
I think if I remember correctly, it's a three-lane section, and then obviously with all the you know, the curb, gutter, sewer that goes along with that too.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking. Well, Brinker, we really appreciate you taking time on Saturday morning to come clear that up for us. I know a lot of people have kind of just been chewing on that a little bit. So thank you so much for that clarification.
You bet. Thank you, Trenton. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too, Brinker. That's Brinker Harding, Omaha City Councilman, and talking about some of the details about tax increment financing for the planned $220 million War Horse Gaming Omaha Casino at Horseman's Park. Going to take our final break of the hour, and when we come back, you know what it is. It's the lightning round brought to you by Turner Construction. That's where we talk about a lot of things in a short period of time. And you're going to like hearing about a lot of these things. All right. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by NAINP Dodge and D&M Roofing. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
This is Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station. News Radio 1110 KFAB and KFAB.com and iHeartRadio station.
And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals and Trenton Magid are here in the KFAB studio, high above Underwood Avenue in beautiful downtown Dundee. And this, my friends, is the moment you've all been waiting for, the lightning round, brought to you by Turner Construction. We love Turner Construction. They've come to Omaha a few years ago and have made this a better metropolitan area. They've made Omaha a better city. And as you know, they started out with the massive Sarpy County Data Center.
Still building that.
I beg your pardon?
They're still building it.
That's true. And they will be for some time. And but now Turner is doing all sorts of other projects in the Omaha area. You'll see their name on construction signs here and there. They've got a really cool office in the Mastercraft building in the north downtown area. Love that building. Trenton and I have some history with that building,
yes, we
so
do.
We love the Mastercraft.
Saw their sign at Montclair Center on West Center Road.
For a project they're doing there?
Yeah. It's like a build-out or something.
And I tell you, Turner is doing such a good job of preparing the workforce for tomorrow. They, you know, we don't have enough people in the trades. The construction trades are short, and Turner is working overtime on trying to make sure young people go into those programs, working with Metro Community College, helping mid-career people get involved in construction jobs. We love what they're doing, and we appreciate Turner Construction's support of the show. All right, first up on the docket, Trenton, you've been to Mouth of the South before.
Love Mouth of the South. And I lived in New Orleans for 4 years, went to college there. So
it's got to bring back, when you go to Mouth of the South, it's got to bring back good memories of your New Orleans
days. Can I tell you that Amy and I think it was last Saturday, had lunch there, and they said, well, they have other desserts too, but they have bread pudding, and it came right out of the oven. And we're connoisseurs of bread pudding all over at least the country. And we had the best bread pudding there.
How are the red beans and rice?
I haven't had them. If I've had them, it's been a long time, but the shrimp and grits are awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to try those.
And the boudin balls for the appetizers.
Oh, yeah. I had those last night in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on my dinner up there. At any rate, we digress. Mouth of the South, which is at 168th and West Center Road, plans to open a second location. This one will be in the former Old Chicago space at 1111 Harney Street in the Old Market. And this new location should be open by the end of the year. So they'll be really
next
close.
To Jams.
Yeah, really close to Jams. And so a lot of people, you know, during the pandemic said, oh, you know, Old Chicago went out of business and the Mangelson Art Gallery went out of business. That area of the Old Market is going to hell in a handbasket. Not true, because
wait till the park opens.
You've got the park coming, which is going to inject energy all over the place. You've got the Mercantile, which has construction on the north part of the Conagra campus. Jams is still there. Mouth of the South is coming. Construction has started in earnest on that Moxie by Marriott Hotel at 12th and Harney. That stretch is going to be as good as ever.
I agree.
All right, more restaurant news. Trenton, I'm going to let you explain this one because we're going to have, I called it in our newsletter this week, Sub Sandwich Shakeup. At 168th right. and Harrison.
I'm very excited for Alex Harrington, my friend and client, and Pickleman's. This will be his eighth location, one in Lincoln, seven here. And our friends at Jimmy John's, and he's friends with them too, are building a new building. It's a great location in the Lanahaw development. And Jimmy John's is building their own building on the southwest corner where that ill-fated dry cleaning incident happened.
Spa no mas.
Yes, and exactly. And so they're fixing to get that done. Congratulations, Dean Hodges, on that. And Pickleman's, when they move out, Pickleman's will build out. So right first quarter of 2022, there will be a second Pickleman's with a very great diverse menu with a drive-thru. The one is doing so great at 204th and Pacific, and so this will be the second drive-thru, 168th. It'll be northwest of 168th and Harrison.
Yeah, that is very nice, and I can walk to that. Granted, it's a bit of a walk, so I would drive. But if I felt so inclined, I could drive to that Pickleman's that is going into the old Jimmy John space at 168th and Harrison.
Well, I could walk there, too. It just take a long time.
Longer for you, because you are further from it than I am. Construction has started on a freestanding Starbucks coffee location in the parking lot of a recently renovated commercial building at 8601 Dodge. That's on the south side of Dodge. This will be a 2,400-square-foot building. We'll have both the indoor seating and the drive-through lane. Now, this parking lot and NP Dodge, where Trenton and I do our work, is behind this project. So where the Starbucks is going, there's this long building that looks like it's about a mile long.
And holds up the Leeway Daily behind it.
Truly. We have completely renovated that building. I've been through all of the spaces in there. It is awesome. It's beautiful on the outside. So there is some retail space we are now and ground floor commercial space that we are leasing. Spencer Morrison in our office is handling that. Then they also, by the way, have some office space on floors 2 and 3. But the thing I think you'll find interesting related to this report, not only is the Starbucks under construction there, but on the east side of that parking lot, there's room for a sit-down restaurant, about a 4,000-square-foot freestanding restaurant building.
I've got some ideas for that one.
Well, you should talk to Spencer because they're targeting, they really want new-to-market restaurants.
Well, I'm talking to Spencer.
Okay, so, but if it's not a new-to-market restaurant, I don't know how seriously they're going to look at it. But talk to Spencer regardless.
It's new-to-market.
Okay, all right, talk to him. They want it to be nice.
It's nice.
I mean, not just going to be like something with like paper cups. I mean, I want it to be nice.
I'll have to look in that one.
Okay. All right. Well, you work on that. Hey, I want to give out a congratulations to our friends at Sapp Brothers. Sapp Brothers is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Technically, their 50th anniversary was June 7th. But on July 29th at the original Travel Center, this is the Sapp Brothers that we all think of, you know.
The teapot?
Yeah, or coffee pot.
Yep.
Yeah, world's biggest coffee pot.
I switched to tea.
When we were kids and it was new, they called it the world's biggest coffee pot, although I doubt they ever had a lot of coffee up there.
That's true.
I'm kind of thinking it was a water tower. At any rate, July 29th at that original Sapp Brothers Travel Center, Highway 50 and Interstate 80 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to have food, games, giveaways. But Sapp Brothers, really cool success story. 17 travel centers ranging on the west from Salt Lake City all the way east to Pennsylvania. And you see those coffee pots or the coffee pot signs, especially as you drive Interstate 80. But a lot of people don't realize that the big part of Sapp Brothers, they're a huge fuel distributor and wholesale petroleum distributor. They do an outstanding job. I've been privileged to do a lot of some consulting and training work for Sapp Brothers.
I can never forget Lee Sapp calling me multiple times and hearing his voice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jeff, Lee Sapp. Exactly. I want to talk to you about about your friend Trenton. Lee is a legend in Nebraska business. Now there were four Sapp brothers, and Bill and Lee were the last two with us. The older two had passed on a while back, but Bill and Lee only passed away in recent last couple of years. And when they were pretty elderly, they wrote a book. And remember, they were in this studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
We interviewed them together. It was one of the most fun interviews we had ever done. Bill's grandson, Andy Richard, is the CEO now and does a great job out there. But yeah, those Sapp boys, those original Sapp brothers, some of the most charismatic characters.
Serious Americana.
Oh, those guys are great. Omaha misses those guys. But anyway, Sapp Brothers, congratulations on your 50-year anniversary. So how cool is this? Omaha's champ, Terrence Crawford, is the CEO and co-founder of a new company called Pixelbird. And this company does digital asset management to help athletes, both past and present, make more money. You know, because everyone's talking about non-fungible tokens and
right.
and athletes making money with their name, image, and likeness. This company will help athletes do just that.
Perfect.
And the champ is involved. The Lee G. Simmons Avery, which has been a fixture at Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo for a long time has been renovated, and it reopened to the public yesterday. 1.3 acres, and looks really nice. I was at the zoo a couple few weeks ago to check out the sea lion exhibit.
I love it. Is that your first time?
Yeah, that exhibit rocks.
We love that.
And that is your lightning round brought to you by Turner Construction, and your whole show brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggott.
We appreciate you joining us, and we're confident you will be here again next week at 9 o'clock a.m. right here on News Radio 1110 KFAB.